News release COVID-19, Health, Wellness Today, January 4, Nova Scotia is reporting 1,020 new cases of COVID-19. There are 544 cases in Central Zone, 182 cases in Eastern Zone, 141 cases in Northern Zone and 153 cases in Western Zone. There are 40 people in hospital with 5 in ICU. Their ages range from 26 to 98 years old, and the average age is 70. Of those in hospital, about 10% have had a third dose of COVID-19 vaccine. About 61% are fully vaccinated, two doses, about 3% are partially vaccinated. About 26% are unvaccinated from January 1 to 3/102 of 2,913 positive lab results were repeat positives. Because of a spike in testing and positive cases, public health is experiencing delays in follow-up. All cases should contact their close contacts. Public health is prioritizing contact tracing in long-term care, healthcare facilities, correctional facilities, shelters, and other group settings. Information about testing, self-isolation and case management is available at https://www.nshealth.ca/coronavirus. Hospital outbreaks. The Nova Scotia Health Authority, NSHA, is reporting new outbreaks at the Cape Breton Regional Hospital, Northside General Hospital and a new ward at the Victoria General site of the QEII Health Sciences Centre. Less than 5 patients at each facility have tested positive. All patients are being closely monitored and other infection prevention and control measures are being put in place. NSHA is reporting additional cases related to an outbreak in a ward at the Halifax Infirmary. There are now 12 patients who have tested positive. All patients are being closely monitored and other infection prevention and control measures are being put in place. In addition, there are ongoing outbreaks at the Halifax Infirmary, Dartmouth General Hospital, Victoria General site of the QEII Health Sciences Centre, St. Martha's Regional Hospital in Antigonish and New Waterford Consolidated Hospital. Less than 10 patients at each facility have tested positive. All patients are being closely monitored and other infection prevention and control measures are being put in place. NSHA will provide a further update when more information is available. Active cases, tests, vaccination data. As of today, there are an estimated 6,439 active cases of COVID-19 in Nova Scotia. On January 3, NSHA's labs completed 5,472 tests. As of January 3, 1,792,946 doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered. Of those, 794,915 Nova Scotians have received their second dose, and 134,697 eligible Nova Scotians have received a third dose. Additional resources. Nova Scotians can find accurate, up-to-date information, handwashing posters and fact sheets at https://novascotia.ca/coronavirus. Information on province-wide restrictions that took effect December 22 and other public health measures to help slow the spread of COVID-19 is available at https://novascotia.ca/coronavirus, restrictions and guidance. More information on COVID-19 case data, testing and vaccines is available at https://novascotia.ca/coronavirus, data. More information about public health text notifications of positive COVID-19 cases and close contacts is available here. https://www.nshealth.ca/news/public-health notifying positive e-COVID-19 cases text advising notify close contacts. Government of Canada. https://canada.ca/coronavirus or 1-833-784-4397, toll-free.